Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning Maseches Menachos. We are obviously up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Kol Menachos Shnikam Asu Shalol Lishman Ksheiros. A Karban Mincha, where you do the Kemitz, a Karban Mincha means that it's not an animal and it's not a bird, it is a flower offering. So a Karban Mincha, and the critical thing for a flower offering, obviously there's no Shechita, there's no Malika, like you would have Shechita by a Zevach and Malika by a bird, but by a flower offering, by a Karban Mincha, the key avoda is the Kemitz. That you take three fingers full of the flour and makter that on the mizbech. So kol menach shenik mitzu shalol lishman. If you do the kemitza shalol lishma, meaning you have in mind that it should be for a different karban mincha, ksheros the karban is still going to be a kashra karban. Meaning you still put the kemitza in a klisharis, you still burn it on the mizbeach. The rest of the shiari mincha, which is whatever was not in the kemitza, still gets eaten by kohanim. So it's all still a kashra karban. El shalol by the but it doesn't count for what it was meant to count for. So if the Bailam was obligated to bring a Karban Mincha, he's still obligated to bring a Karban Mincha. Chutz mi minchas chotei minchas kena'os. Except for a minchas chotei, meaning someone who did an Aveira, where a person normally would have to bring a Karban Chatos, but if he's very poor, so bedalus, he brings a minchas chotei, or a minchas sota, the Karban Mincha, special Karban Mincha that a sota brings, where if you do it shalol l'shma, the whole thing is going to be pasul. So minchas chotei, minchas kenos, shekmatzon shalol lishman. If you did the kemitza of a minchas chotei or a minchas sota shalol lishma, meaning you had in mind a different korban mincha, nasan bekli v'hilech v'hiktir shalol lishman, or you put it into the kli shareis, or you brought the kemitza, the komets to the mizbeach, or you burnt it on the mizbeach shalol lishma. Meaning any one of these critical avodos were done shalol lishman, olishman v'shalol lishman, or you did any one of these avodos with a double machshava, with a machshava v'lishma and machshava shalol lishma, o shalol lishman v'lishman, or with a double machshava burn in the reverse order, first thinking for another carbon and then thinking for the correct carbon. In all those cases, psulos. So machshava shalol lishma will passel at any avoda and even at part of an avoda. Ketzal lishman v'shalol lishman, what would be an example of lishma v'shalol lishma? L'shem minchas chotei, l'shem minchas nedava. You're bringing a minchas chotei, but you're having in mind during one of the avodos, both for a minchas chotei and for a minchas nedava, for a voluntary mincha. O shalol lishman v'lishman. What's an example of shalol lishman v'lishman? L'shem minchas nedava, l'shem minchas chotei. Having first in mind for a minchas nedava and then for a minchas chotei. Mishnah Beis. Whether it be a minchas chotei or whether it be any other karban mincha, shekmatzon zar, if someone who is not a kohen does the kemitza, onen, or someone who's an onen, which on a daraisa level, and the way the Mishnayos use the term onen, it means someone on the very day that a relative died, regardless of whether it's before the kavura or after the kavura. What we colloquially refer to an onen as is what the Mishnayos refer to as misha meso muta lefanav, someone whose relative is not yet buried. So a person could be an onen for way longer than a day in the colloquial usage of the term, but in the daraisa kachim usage of the term, it's only on the day that a relative died. Or a tevul yom, a person who's a tevul yom, a kohen who had gone to the mikvah but is waiting for Harav Shemesh in order to be tahar, and he does the kemitza. Or a mechusar begadim, a kohen who's not wearing the big dekuna. Or a mechusar kippurim, a kohen whose tahar process involves bringing a karban, so he did the tevila, he had his Harav Shemesh, but he's still waiting to bring his karban the next day. Or shalo rechutz yadayim v'raglayim, a kohen who didn't do the proper washing that one has to do before the avodah. Or an Orel Kohen who doesn't have bris mila, or Tameh, a Kohen who's Tameh, or Yoshev, a Kohen who's sitting down while he does the Avodah, or Omer al Gabi Kelim, al Gabi Behim, al Gabi Ragli Chavero, or he's not standing directly on the Ritzpas Ha'azara, he's standing on top of Kelim, on top of an animal, on top of someone else's feet. Pasal. If you do the Kemitza in any of those situations, it pasals. Kamatz Bismol, Pasal, Ben Beseira, Omer, Yachzir, Vyachzir, Vyachmotz Biyamin. What happens if a person did kemitza with his left hand? So it definitely is no good, but the Tanakhama says it's just possible, and the Ben Beseira says, no, you could put it back in and then redo it with your right hand, so all is not lost. Sounds like a machlokas, so the Tanakhama thinks that all is lost. So the kamatz va'ala biyadu tzror, if a person does a kemitza and along with the kemitza comes out a little rock together with the flour, o gargir melech, or a little bit of salt, o korit shalavona, or a little bit of the lavona spice that normally goes together with with Karban Mincha, so pasal, that would make the Kemitza pasal. I mean, you're supposed to push away the Levona before you take the Kemitza. Meshamra, Komitz Hayasar V'Achaser, pasal, because a Kemitza that has a little bit less or a little bit more than an actual measurement of a Kometz, of the Kohen's actual three fingers full, is going to be pasal. So if part of his Kemitza was taken up with a rock or something else, so then that is pasal. Ezehu Hayasar, what's an example of a Kemitza that has too much flour? Shekamatzom Levoritz, where he takes like a heaping Kometz. You know, the flour goes past just the three fingers full. V'chaser, and what's chaser? Shekamatzom Barashe Etzbosav, where he made the Kemitza just with his fingertips instead of holding his fingers over his entire palm in order to grab the Kemitza. So Ketzer Uosa, how should he do his Kemitza? Poshet Etzbosav Al Pas Yado. He should spread his fingers over his palm, and then he's getting the full proper Kemitza. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Aleph, we said that any mincha that's done shalom lishma is going to be kosher, but the Bailim still has to bring his korban mincha, and the exception is minchas chote and minchas kanaos, a mincha sota, which is going to be pasul when it's shalom lishma. And we said that at any stage it would pasul it. You do the kemitza, the kabbalah, and the placement in the kli, the hiluch to the mizbech, the haktara on the mizbech, with a machshava shalom lishma, or even with doing part of any of those avodos with a machshava shalom lishma is enough to pasul the minchas chote and the minchas kenaos. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that there are many things that could pasul a kemitza of any type of carbon, whether it's minchas chote or any other mincha, and such as if a non-Kohen does it, if an Onin does it, if a Tefil Yom does it, if someone is not wearing Big Tikkunah, if someone is not yet fully Tahor, so someone who didn't wash his hands and feet, someone who doesn't have a Bris Milah, someone who's sitting, someone who's not standing on the Ritzpas HaAzara, in all those cases, you passel the Kemitza. If a person took Kemitza with his left hand, we had a Machlokas where the Tanakhama said, it's passel, and then Beseira said, you could just put it back and do it again with the right hand, and then we said that you have to have the exact sheer Kemitza. So when you take the Kemitza and in your kometz comes out a little bit of salt or a rock or something like that, that's not the exact shear kemitza. Or if you position your fingers incorrectly where you would get a heaping kemitza or a kemitza that's less than a kemitza, that also would pasul. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel.